Hello, it's Colson here. Now, you're about to listen to this week's episode of On The Sofa, but before you do so, I need a massive favour from you, and that favour is simply following or subscribing to the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to us on. When you do that, it's simple. All you have to do is you press the button and it downloads the episodes of the podcast automatically. It sends you a notification every time we release an episode, and it helps us grow the podcast. We cannot express how much we appreciate all of your support. Now you've done the favor, simply sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of On The Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. Hello, and welcome back to On The Sofa with Colson, Jack, I'm Ben. Now, coming up in today's episode is...
I got something to tell you, it's on the tip of my...
You've got a load of sperm cap. I'll see you next week.
Who the fuck told you that? Have you got your petrol as well, love?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you've got a load of sperm cap.
And in part two of today's episode, we're going to be talking all things This Is Spinal Tap. But before we get into talking all things Spinal Tap, as always, boys, what have we been up to this week? What's been going on? Yesterday, the old day of romance, the old Valentine's
Not in
day.
Our world.
Not in our world.
In the real world, yeah.
Yeah. So happy Valentine's Day to all of our listeners, because you're all our Valentines.
Do they still do that thing at school when they used to send Valentine's? You used to have a little post box at school and
never
send a Valentine's.
Ever got one.
I did something nice for, I can't remember whether it was on Twitter or Instagram. I think it was Twitter. I posted something on Twitter years ago, about 10 years ago, saying, if anybody's had a shit Valentine's Day, message in, and the shittest Valentine's Day, I'll send you something. And a woman messaged saying she got nothing. She got no flowers, no cards. She went downstairs and she tripped up over the cap and she knocked a front team foul. Right, that was a Valentine's Day.
What did you send her?
I sent her a bunch of flowers. I said, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Here's your challenge then.
You're all hard.
Yeah.
Do it again this year. So I want you to put on your Instagram, it's Valentine's Day. If anyone's had a terrible, I want you to do it again this year.
No, we should do it. Not him. We should do
it.
All three of us.
All three of us.
Yeah,
on the sofa.
Well, we'll do that. We'll make a clip. We'll put it out. And we'll get producer Henry to pay for some flowers out of the budget. Yeah, those letters in school and those cards in school, never, ever. Oh. Did you receive any Valentine's in school?
Be mine from question mark.
That's you always do.
What about...
I got hundreds. I got more than that were in the school. I got them from other schools. They just came in. You remember like in the old days when you got like family?
Postmark.
It was like that Saks.
Yeah.
Saks. I'm like...
You know at Christmas when you used to get them to come, they used to come around in your junior school and they used to give you all your Christmas cards that got put in the post box. People used to sit in the class and they used to count how many they got. And it'd be like fucking Beth Drake could have 13 and I'd have 6 and I'd be like sat there.
But then you got on telly and you got loads.
Maybe. No. Maybe.
So you've been away, haven't you, Cos?
I have been away. I've been in Marrakesh, Morocco. I call it Africa. You two laugh at me because...
Well, it's North Africa.
Well, it is Africa. Don't get me in his gang. I don't laugh at you.
So we talk...
Africa's big.
Morocco, Tunisia, and India. And Egypt.
Not India.
Morocco, Tunisia, India.
Are you classing all them as...
So Africa's massive, Colson.
I know it's huge.
So when you say Africa...
I like
you
it.
You only class in the south.
It sounds
no,
good.
You've got South Africa.
No, because that's South Africa.
Yeah.
It is North Africa.
Yeah.
I spoke to the other day on Instagram, you know, the hardest geezer, the lad who's running across the whole of Africa.
No.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Do you not?
So we don't watch videos of food and we don't watch people running, do we?
You should, Carlson? You should. There's this lad, he's called Russ Cook, the hardest geezer, and he's ran from the bottom of Africa all the way to the top. And he's currently in Algeria. So all he's got left is Tunisia and he's done.
He's done.
How long's that taken?
He's probably done now.
He's done about 60, 70K a day for over a year. Do you know who he is, Henry?
What's that in
miles?
No,
never heard of him.
Well over a marathon, like 40 miles a day.
Jesus.
Mental.
You'd have
mental.
To get over
And he's ginger.
Is he?
Yeah.
Would that make it harder to run?
Well, sunburn.
No, but I just...
I just find it hard to believe there's a better ginger runner than myself. I find it quite upsetting.
Is it a small club?
It is a small club.
Anyway,
just
Morocco, what
it's
do
a
you
dying
reckon?
Breed, isn't it? I read that the other day.
Gingers are dying.
Gingers are dying breed.
We've got a lower sperm count.
I don't know about that.
Where have we gone here? Who's told you that?
No one's sleeping. I got told no one's the sleeping day. With them.
Who got by? Told. Who told you that? Oh, hey!
Ed Sheeran.
I got something to tell you. It was on the tip of my... You've got a lower sperm count. I'll see you next week. Who the fuck told you that? Is it? Have you got your petrol as well, love? Yeah. Oh, by the way, you've got a lower sperm count. Who's told you that? A doctor or just some random?
Just someone.
Some random. TikTok told me. I was looking up.
So why are we a dying breed?
I think there's just less ginger people in the world than what there was, say, 10, 20 years
there's
ago.
There's a lot of ginger myths, though, because...
Ginger myths?
Because apparently...
Welcome myths. Back to ginger myths.
Hi, my name's...
Colson, and I'm here
I'm not
to...
a ginger, but I know someone who is.
Gingers don't go grey. That's a saying, yeah?
That's a load of shit.
Ginger at work. He's a ginger. He's gone grey.
He's grey now.
Gingers don't go bald. I'm a ginger. I'm fucking going bald.
Are these ginger thing? I ginger didn't myths. Even know it was a thing, though.
It is a full thing. Ginger myths, yeah.
Ginger myths, I love it. I love it. I never would have thought that.
Hey,
you get the book of ginger myths.
In Morocco, I saw a Moroccan man with ginger hair and a ginger beard. I couldn't believe it. I was like...
What's like,
it wasn't just me. People were looking around going...
Was it hot when you were there?
It's got a ginger beard.
Hottish.
Like 28.
Take that.
So for me...
Boiling.
That for me, that's my limit.
Sent to the earth.
That is my limit. So I went when I was 18 on the recommendation of you, and I wanted to go back.
Did they remember you?
They did, I think.
Hey,
no.
It's him again. Low sperm count.
They, I went back and
I wanted to...
We've
gone down over the years.
I wanted to basically do everything I didn't, or do everything I was too scared to do when I was a child. And yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. I enjoyed it.
What were you too scared to do?
Before I was too like worried about wandering around on my own, et cetera, which you do have to have your wits about you.
Yeah. So you went into like the markets and everything like that.
Yeah. And before I stayed in a Riyadh, this time I stayed at a resort, but literally just the other side of the old sea wall. So a 10-minute walk into the square, like close by.
Quads, you went on, I saw you went on the little quads.
Did the old sunset quads in the desert.
Mm. Oh.
Did the old camel trek. Did a day climbing up a waterfall, a day in the mountains. Yeah.
Nice.
Full on.
How long were you there?
Just the 4 nights, but 5 days.
Yeah, that's nice, that.
Perfect time, actually. Yeah, yeah, I think at first we were thinking about doing 7 days. But
too long.
It didn't work out. Too but long. That was the perfect time to get everything you wanted to do there.
I really like it there.
Yeah.
What did I do? Oh, I went to my mum's at the weekend.
Oh, someone texted me to say I saw Jack in Wagamama's in Harrogate. And I was like, you will have done because he...
That would have been ages ago.
It was near Christmas. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, you will have done.
Because but your mum didn't live in Harrogate, does she?
She does now. Moved.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh, nice Harrogate.
She's got a rate pension as Nanny Janny.
Yeah, she's moved.
She's doing well for herself.
She ain't got a pension.
But she's got a lottery.
No, she ain't got that either. Anyway, I went to my mum's.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, it's February.
Yeah, no heating.
Christmas tree still up.
You text us? You sent a pic?
No. This weekend calls. So now it's February, we've moved on.
Is she all right, Jack? Is she starting to...
I went in and I went, the light's on, all the lights on, and the baubles.
She started putting presents under for next
year. And I went,
year.
Are you taking the piss?
What did she say?
I haven't had time. I said, this is bullshit.
What is she up to?
That's what I
Elon,
said.
Elon Musk.
What have you been up to?
Family trees. Family
knackered,
trees.
I'm running here, I'm running there, I'm doing all sorts. I'm like, this is bollocks.
What? I've got a slight suspicion she's going to leave it up.
Mm. So she left it up for me to take down. So me and Nyla had to take
you
it
had
down.
To take it
was
down.
It the placky?
Yeah, it's a fake one, but it's a big fake one.
Okay. But comes down in sections.
Comes down in sections. It's a ball.
Into the loft.
Getting the lights off. Well, we've all done it, but you don't expect to do it in February, do you?
In the no.
Did it get you feeling Christmassy again?
No, not at all. Not just a pain in the arse.
It would do your head in looking at it.
Yeah.
Coming down and just go, oh. She couldn't be arsed.
So I did that. That was the big news. What else did I have? Did I have something else?
I'll tell you what I got good at. Haggling.
Oh, when you were over there on holiday.
Yeah. It's a skill, isn't it?
It is.
Well, yeah, it depends what you're buying, though.
What do you think is the rule? So if you're
buying tat.
Buying off me, and you go, how much is this? And I go, 1,000. In your head, what 10. Are you... You're thinking 10.
It's easy when you what? When you haggle. That's the whole fucking... You this go so bit. Low. Oh!
Yeah. This is a bit I couldn't understand is... They were acting pissed off when we were doing deals, and I didn't know if that was part of it. Is the bit where they're going, you've robbed me, like, just go, leave me. Are they still happy? I fucking knew they were. So I've been done, Anna.
Good at it.
I think I might have been done.
Well, it's a bit of a game. It's not a game, but it's a bit of a sort of thing.
One of them got pissed off because I was rushing him. He was like, no. He was like, we do this properly. But I bought a piece of art.
Oh, a piece of art. Was it Henry VIII?
That he asked me for 900.
What's that in?
900 is about...
£3.75.
I haggled him down to 15 pounds.
About 80 quid.
All right.
Oh,
okay.
What art was it?
Moroccan art? I got him down...
Was it Moroccan art?
Yeah. I got him down to 140.
Which is what?
About £12.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wait, if it was meant to be 80 quid.
15 good effort. Pence to make.
Good effort. Because they do the thing where they act pissed off and like, leave now. Like, you've done me. But I don't know if...
Oh, right.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. That's the whole... Anywhere. That's the whole game, isn't it? Do you really want it? Or do you want it at a certain price? Then you go, it's not for me.
I like watching other people because... There is quite clear that some tourists go in and they go, how much is that? And they say the price and they go, yeah, okay. And just straight away, which will have been me when I was 18. Like when I was 18, what happened was I went on a tour and I went into a shop and the door got shut. And I was told I was allowed out of the shop when I bought
something. Once you bought something. And they had guns.
And I was that scared, Jack. I picked up what my mum describes as this fucking awful purple bangle. Yeah. And basically, they were like, it's 800. And I was like, okay.
There you go. Yeah.
And it's literally worth like £2. Yeah. Like, if you went on a car boot sale, you wouldn't sell it.
Oh, you got dumb.
I got dumb. But and that's why I went back for revenge.
Yeah
but you've also got to keep in mind, you're not haggling for a car or a house.
No, yeah.
It's like, there is a point where you go, yeah, sure. Like, you don't drive someone so far down, it's like, oh.
I got to the point where it was like,
I'd be at dinner and the bill had come in, I'd want to haggle the bill because haggling all day. Like, you buy a banana and you haggle on a banana and it's like, when does it stop? Yeah.
I had a shave. I always have a shave in Morocco.
That's your thing, isn't it?
That's my thing. Wherever I go in the country, I have a shave. Mm. The Moroccan shaves are good because they sort of cut your hair at the same time and then crack your neck.
Oh, that's good.
Whether you ask for it or not.
Wouldn't want them to get it wrong, would you?
No.
Crack your neck too
far. The old razor. And then I had one in a tent on a rock face. He said, shave.
Whereabouts? Like,
yeah. Don't know where it was. Somewhere, Essaouira, I go, in the south of Morocco. Mm. And he was in a tent. Mm. He just put a tent. We went, shave. I went, yeah, why not?
Have you ever done like a Sahara Desert trip?
No.
I want to do that. And you can fly into Marrakesh and go in to like one end from there.
Just loads of dunes.
I went to Egypt when I was a kid, but I don't really remember the Sahara much, even though I must have been there.
See, but I quite fancy like a desert trek, you know, like a 3-day thing.
You burn up.
I'd have sun cream. I didn't burn this time. My eyelids burnt. Because I
didn't burn this time. My eyes burn.
I obviously worked.
Which is the things you need.
I can't tell.
My eyes and the bottom of my feet burn. But apart from that,
I can't tell if
fine.
I wasn't putting sun cream on my eyelids or if it was when I was running. But I'd get back from runs and like, because of all the exhaust fumes and all the heat, my eyes
it's
would sting
best.
For
it's
like...
not the best place to run. Couldn't you have just given...
No. The other thing that I want to do is go on like a running holiday to Kenya, you know, like to get altitude and to properly. I think that'd be cool though. Do you know what?
Well, yeah.
They do it. They'd run camps out there.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. When I went to Kenya, I saw a whole group fast.
Yeah.
But you're not running like you're running on the road.
Yeah. And they're running like 30K a day at like,
big pace.
Brief 30
and it's
pace.
Hot.
Yeah.
I think you'd struggle.
Yeah, but it'd be fun.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, he's trying to test himself, isn't he? Let him test himself.
Okay, off you go.
Well, speaking of testing yourself, someone tested the strength of their teeth, didn't they, this week, Ben?
Lost my tooth. Showed you a photo. Kissed the dog. Cracked my tooth. Sent you the photo.
How regular is the kissing the dog? Is this a daily thing?
Of course, well, yeah, see the you dog. Just go, you just yeah. kiss the dog. So what happens is, I'll tell you what I've gone into, and I don't watch any of these shows ever. And we've decided we started it was The Traitors.
Yep.
Haven't seen it before. I don't watch any. I've never seen.
I've not seen
Celebrity, Big Brother, or anything.
You've not finished it yet, have you?
No, but I think I suspect my daughter and my wife are already watching it without me.
Okay.
So I sat down and I said, I tell you what. They said, oh, can we watch something together? And I said, yeah. We're going to watch The Traitors. I said, all right.
It's Wink Murder, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's good.
We'll watch that. And I went, yeah, fine. The end of the first one, I'm into that one. Quick, go to the second one
next,
so we can see who it
another.
Is.
Let's do another.
So anyway, we'd finished episode 5 of Traitors. The dog is always next to me and she sleeps full out by that time. Then I pick her up. I go, come on, I'll pick you up. Take her to bed. And as I picked her up, I give her a kiss and I go, mwah! Gave her a kiss. My tooth pinged off. Because
it was a cap.
It's bonding. It's that bonding. I had it smashed out when I was a kid. So it's not, it's only half a tooth. And it pinged off and I like
it
that.
Looked like, just for everybody, it looked like Chip Douglas, didn't it? From Lloyd Christmas from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah,
it did.
Kerry has the same thing. And
does he?
He's his broken, and he's his
he just
a
takes
bonding
it off.
Thing. And he took it off for the part.
Yeah, so I had that. I went to the mirror, still got the dog, and I'm like, oh, that's quite bad.
Did you have the other part of the tooth?
Yeah, but it looked small, but the cut was quite big. My wife and my daughter laughed straight in my face.
Yeah.
Laughed straight in my face.
Yeah.
What have you done?
Chip tooth.
Yeah. I said, I just kissed the dog. No, you didn't. I said, you went fuck off. And I said, I kissed the dog.
Yeah. Well, I thought you were lying. Yeah.
Well, amazing. Next day, panic, down the dentist at 8 a.m.
Same bit, put back in.
No, they did redo the bonding. But I got there and I thought, I'm going to get there. And he said, hey, can I help you? You've got an appointment. I just smiled you in. Ooh, I need to get you in. Brilliant, Victoria. Fixed it, Leigh.
Yeah.
Can't tell.
No, you can't tell at all.
Mint job.
Good job. Good job on the tooth.
I dreamt that night about losing all my teeth.
Do you know what that means?
That means you're going to come into money.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It means you're anxious.
Because I lost my tooth.
Hang that thought. Dreaming.
Henners.
Get Henry to look up.
Get Siri.
Alexa.
Yeah. Alexa.
It's not working.
Hey, Henry, switch on the big light.
There's a technical fault.
Switch on the radiator.
You can't type.
He says, many people believe that a vivid dream of teeth falling out can symbolise a recent loss of something important.
My tooth.
His tooth.
Yeah.
There you go.
So it don't mean you're coming into money at all.
Where I like the fuck have I got that from?
I like the coming into money, though. I'll take that as well.
Google, dream about coming into money.
Dream about death, that means...
you die.
Start of new beginnings, apparently.
Ooh.
What about dreaming about getting your house robbed? Because that's the one that I have regularly.
Dear.
All the time.
Do you?
All the time getting burgled.
Do you know what, though? I'm gonna give you a thing here. I think those Ring doorbells make you more paranoid.
Yeah, they do. I always see people checking.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing? They went, I'm obsessed with it. And I'm like, that's why I won't get one.
Yeah.
Mm. Four cameras, alarm system, got it all. Still.
And also, if you do happen to get the footage of someone smashing the fuck out of your
door.
Well,
and they're all fucking.
Yeah, what
up.
Do you do with it?
What do you do? Because
nothing.
There's fuck all you can
so
do.
Get this.
You don't know who it is. And you've all.
Unless
you've
it's your mum and your dad smacking your own house around.
You've always got that image.
You know, I've had a new drive done. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Whilst I was away on holiday, get a notification. Some fucking twat in a van has done a 3-point turn over my drive and got stuck on the ridge of my drive. And he's got stuck and he was trying to do a 3-point turn. And he's had a go about 3 times of getting back, and he's ripped the ridge of my drive off. And I've got it on video, and I've got the company. But what do I do? Do I send it to my Instagram and say, the fuck's this about? Like, you've...
But is it your drive, or is it the road?
It's my drive.
Well, hang on. What is it? Delivery van?
It's...
What do you mean, your drive?
Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
Why are you just showing him, Colst? Do you know what it means if you get dream about getting your house robbed? It means that you are lacking in emotional stimulation.
We didn't see that coming anywhere. And no emotional stimulation.
No emotional stimulation.
Who saw that coming?
He's barren.
He's barren. He's got no emotions. He's like Spock.
Yeah.
He's like a northern Spock.
So he can't do it. Stalls. Goes again, and all that curb's come off, so all that bit is ripped out. That shit house, that innit?
Arguably, you've made your drive a bit bigger there, haven't you?
That's my land.
Arguably, I don't think it is.
It is.
That's a public footpath.
No, no. There's the path, and then there's my drive.
I don't know what you do with that.
Exactly.
Because I think you're in a bit of a dodgy area there saying that's your drive.
It is my... I've got it. It's in the deed. That grass is in the deeds of my house.
But can you even see what van it is?
Yeah, I can. I know.
Oh, who was it?
I know the company.
Oh. What do they do? Drive?
Haven't quite... That would be great.
They just go around gnashing a drive and go, oh, don't worry, we'll fix it.
I know he's on holiday. Two things that I want to bring up.
Mm. Yeah.
Firstly, I want to go back to you, Ben. Want to go back to the traitors, okay?
Okay.
What is it that's got you hooked?
Well, it's always what hooks you with all these programs.
Seeing who the good actors.
Seeing who the good actors is, but also, so they did a thing on Radio 4. They had a statistician said, you're better off. So this is what they do. They go, I think they're a traitor. And they give it some mystic Meg.
Yeah.
I could see, because you see the way they were talking? They're a traitor. Now, this statistician on Radio 4 said, you've got more chance if you literally just put straws out. If you just guessed, you'll never know. So people are convinced. So what's good about the traitors is, you see a traitor at the table being all like, oh, I can't believe they do that.
Yeah,
they
come in.
Then you see them at night going, ah, I'm going to get rid of them. I'm going to get rid of them. So that's what makes it compelling. She's good, Claudia Winkleman.
Yep, Claudia.
But the people they've got in it are good. And they've got that lad, Paul.
Yes.
Who thinks he's like the mastermind of traitors.
Yeah.
And he's a bit shit.
He's shit.
Yeah.
It's just that they're shit at guessing.
So is Paul right. still in? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You must have seen his one. Have you not seen his one?
No, I don't watch any of those. I think my daughter has because she goes, they're very good at it. I'm going, but
you'll enjoy it. My Valentine's Day card's traitors related.
Does it say it inside? Happy Valentine's Day, you're a traitor.
It's
you won't get very far with that.
It's something to do with the final of traitors. My other thing is when I got back off holiday, I was forced into a bit of plumbing. Now we know Jack's done the plumbing. Not done the plumbing before.
The shit on the face.
Oh, yes, shit on the face. I need you very quickly to get some shit on your face, please.
So when you get back off holiday and you've been in 28 degrees heat and you get back to Manchester at 1 a.m. and it's 8 degrees, what's the one thing you need to be working?
The bed.
Yeah. The door to get in.
You're heating. You're heating.
We're fucking wondering.
My boiler, gone.
Hold on. Had it gone... Or did it have no pressure?
Had no pressure.
So you filled it up?
Yeah. I think that's level two plumbing bed. You're giving it the old... It's you're giving. It, you're being a bit shitty there because you're making it out like that's an easy job.
It is. Just drops
no.
Again. It is.
But has it dropped?
Since I filled it back up?
Yeah.
Not that I've noticed.
Oh. You've got to look because you've got a leak.
Well, this is what my plumber friend said, who I was on FaceTime to when I was having to do all the bits. But it could just drop to zero though because I'd left it turned off.
What?
I turned my boiler off when I went away.
Why?
I don't know why, actually.
Just turn it down.
Yeah, but it's cost of living crisis, isn't it?
Mm. It doesn't come on, Coulson.
Yeah, if it's down, if you...
You don't want to turn it off. Down. If your pipes freeze...
Yeah, but I knew it wasn't going to freeze because I checked the weather forecast.
So you keep it on low, and most boilers, most modern boilers, here we go, have a freeze setting. So it will just keep it warm to stop your pipes freezing.
Mm-hmm.
If you turn it off... Then you've got no protection. So it's not on at night, but also it doesn't matter if you turned it off. The pressure is the pressure. It's a sealed system.
Pressure's pressure.
How many people are listening to this thinking, wow, I've come to the plumbing podcast?
I did have a wet patch in my downstairs bathroom near the radiator, but only a tiny one.
Well, that's the pressure.
Just a tiny, tiny one.
Yeah, so do you know how much water's in there?
No.
To lose pressure, it's not much at all.
I've bled radiators before, did I tell you?
And it goes all over your face. I've done it recently. Is that what I've done? Have I bled too much water on my radiators?
Yeah. So, here's a little thing to do.
It's me that's done it.
What?
Because basically, I went around the other day doing what I thought was bleeding radiators, which I thought
as
was...
As soon as water comes out, you turn it off.
Yeah, and I thought bleeding radiators was getting the water out. No.
You've taken the water out the city. How do you think? What do you think it heats, Coulson, in the radiator?
Yeah, I know, but I didn't realise. And then everyone was like, "Once the air's out."
Yeah, that's.
And I was like, "Well,
doing.
When do I know the air's coming out?" As a fucking water splashing me.
The water's in your face.
First time I did it, I was about 18 years.
Done the same as me,
yeah. And I had an
Thank
ounce.
You.
The thing is, no one tells you. No one tells you because everyone gets all big.
They don't.
Billy, big bollocks.
You've been a dad for 50 years. You were born a dad.
As a father. Yeah. Right. But even I know that water is heated, and once water comes out, you're taking the water out of the system.
The problem I did is I got the radiator bleeding
key yeah.
Which is amazing.
And your towel? Yeah.
No, I had a jug.
No,
because I'm expecting a bit of discharge to come in, yeah? So I did know.
I did know.
That you are meant to let the air out. And
yeah,
when it,
until
when,
the noise. Yes.
But what I did is I undid the thing. I'm holding the jug.
Yeah.
And I've got the
you got your radiator key.
The little pins.
Ah, you could get it back in.
The water
it came out.
Has bush and the and it's gone in. And then I'm filling up the thing, but it's boiling hot, the water.
Oh, you meant to do it when it's cold.
I know, I can't hold the thing and I get my hand in and get the key because it's boiling fucking water.
So what did you do?
I think I ended up putting a plastic bag on my hand and going in.
So you get a little rag, you get your thing, you go... Tss,
yeah.
As soon as it goes off. So you've bled the whole of your system dry, then turned
That's
it off.
That's why my pressure's gone down.
And then you've got no pressure.
Well, and on that absolute bombshell, I think we should take a quick break. But if you want more laughs, make sure you join us afterwards when we talk about...
If you want any laughs, make sure you join us for any other episode apart from Plum Weekly.
When we come back, we'll be talking about Spinal Tap and come back to find out what is going on in this clip here. We've been cancelled for Christmas lights turn
on. No, we haven't.
I forgot.
Have we?
Yeah, I forgot to tell you.
How can we be cancelled?
Do you want to see
Christmas
email?
Is still going on, isn't it?
It is in Jack's house.
Mom. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to part two of On the Sofa with Coulson, Jack and Ben. Ben the plumber, as we've found out now. Ben the expert. What did he say he was, Jack, in the break? Did he say he was level three?
Do you know what? I'll tell you what you get as a dad. Henners is about to get this. Jack might not get this as much. You get IT support, heating support, fire support, car support, window cleaning, anything required. I talked to my brother about this. My brother was earthquake support. Wow. They've had an atmospheric storm in LA, and the whole of his road became a mudslide. And he went, suddenly, a mudslide support. They then had to get their house earthquake protected because there's earthquakes. And he said, if you went for a job with a CV, he said, individually, you'd be paid hundreds of thousands of pounds as a dad. Heating support, go. Electric, earthquake, go. Mudslide, what do you do?
Mm. How much would you say of our friendship, if you had to do a percentage split, how much is friend and how much is fatherly?
But you wouldn't ring me for anything.
Not you, but Ben, how much do you think you're giving fatherly, like, help and
you've got a dad though. This is your dad. It's a bit like your dad doesn't exist. I think your dad's very capable.
No, he is, but still, like, in Manchester, like, tire pressures and stuff like that.
You're
good at that shit.
You need the talk through.
There's been a few things where you've stepped up.
I think you need the talk through, and I get that.
I think you've got an 80-20 split. I think you're 80% mate, and then I think there's a 20% of you.
There's a
20%
to me that thinks you just need the talk through. As everyone does. Everyone does. Jack does.
Yeah.
He does the talk through with his mum.
At times I give it to Jack.
Does the talk through. But some of those things, after you've been alive for long enough, you've met them a couple of times. Boiler pressure.
Yeah.
You've met it a couple of times. I've already met that a few times. That's my go-to. Boiler pressure. Have you got electric?
Ah, we meet again.
Are you getting a spark?
I liked it the other day because
I'm gas registered.
When... Because obviously my tyres were so bad.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because my tyres were so bad, I've become a tyre expert. Yeah. And tables changed last week.
Yeah, I rang him.
Ben rang me about tyres. Tell
you what, do you know what? They fixed it right. So where we go, Jim? Come out, Jim. Left.
Huge. This is meant to be fucking part two, by the way.
Part two. This is good. Right. We were in the
part
car.
Part two, we're talking about spinal tap. We're talking about punches and balls.
And outside of work, we were on the industrial estate. Coulson went over this bump and it blew out both of your back tires. And we had to go back to work and they were flat.
So bad.
It literally went doo doo.
Like you'd gone over one of those things that the police throw.
Yeah,
Jack,
it was instant. Ben went, I think you better stop.
Because you kind of went, oh, do you think I hit that? Yeah, you fucking blew your tire. So I came out the gym And there's a massive, massive deep pop-off.
Huge.
And I was doing that stupid thing of just slightly looking at whether the lights were green or red, and I forgot all about the
boom.
And I went, oh, I've cracked that. I've blown my tire. So then I'm on. The tables were turned.
How long till I know?
Yeah. Do you think I've blown my tire here? How long have we cracked the actual wheel? It's that deep. Anyway, they fixed it.
Have they fixed it? Did you have a hairline crack? Or?
No, it's fine. But they fixed it today.
They fixed the pothole.
But the first person I rang was, I need some tire advice.
You did. Mm. And I was like, how are the tables?
There's a place literally around the corner from that pothole.
Oh, is there?
Tire company.
Well, I know all the tire companies in Trafford. The night it happened, Ben, didn't take me long, did it? Ben went, have you got some... I had his number saved.
Yeah.
Rang him up and I was over. Like, yeah.
I think he only goes around Trafford.
He does. M60 Tyres, he's called. That's what he does. Maybe. He just does the M60 in Trafford Industrial Estate.
It's brilliant business for him. I might get into tyres.
And you came out to watch him install it the next day, didn't you? Because you were fascinated about how...
See, that's how he learns.
I'm going to be asked... One day, I'm going to be asked to do a tyre. Can you do it? Although I know I'm going to go, ooh, okay.
I can give you changed a tyre?
I've done that loads.
Yeah, have you changed
I wouldn't do it now.
No.
I've changed tyres.
I've not changed
I wouldn't do it now.
An AA man told
a
me
a lot of lubricant in it.
I was about 17, 18.
Well, funny enough, an AA man punch. Got me and went, don't change your tyres anymore. He said, that jack isn't worth anything.
Oh.
It was like, the jack I had would look like a kind of Meccano set like toy
a, like
one.
Yeah.
Like, he said, well, just get me to do it.
Oh, yeah, that obviously that's what he's going to say.
Yeah. Well, no. He's not making any money, is he? Once you've joined, he's like, yeah, give
I
us a ring. But I thought, I'll never get you again, though.
I don't know.
Can I have Dave? Hey, can I have Dave? Which one? I don't know his name. He said, gave some advice.
He had an orange van.
He was changing a wheel at side of road.
Someone did it on their own.
Oh, God. Oh.
Right, Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap. Jack, pretty please, can we have a synopsis?
Yes.
Just before we start, currently, you don't have a film in the top 12.
Might change today, though. I think it might change today.
Okay, Spinal Tap. It's a mockumentary about an English rock band trying to break America.
Yep, perfect.
Yeah. Have they already broke America?
They were massive.
Yeah.
They're on the downward hill now.
Yeah. This is their second tour of America.
Is
their first tour of America.
The first tour was
big,
10 to 15,000 seaters. Yeah. They're on the way down. Yeah. As you see in the hotel, the other lad
it
comes.
Looks a
he's
bit
the new
more like motels, aren't they?
Yeah.
But that was the big time also. They're harking back to the big time of Ozzy Osbourne, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden,
Led Zeppelin,
big rock band,
Motorhead.
The Stones.
Big English rock band.
Stones.
Yeah.
The manager, straight off. Great.
Manager's
character.
Brilliant.
Manager's
they're all
with
brilliant.
With the cricket bat.
And the eyes.
It's just.
His eyes are off, aren't they?
Yeah, but also, talking about the drummer. And he choked. He choked on vomit, not his own vomit. Yeah.
They've had 28 drummers.
You see, I love it when you saw Viv Savage on keyboard. Nigel Tufnell on guitar. Mm.
The other bit that I really like
Derek
is
Small.
It's brilliant. Isn't
how
it?
The master interview with the band is done in front of a castle. Just because it's like, you know, like if you watch like the old Robbie Williams documentary or like Supernova or the Oasis one, it's like it's predicted the future, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think a lot of bands have come out since the film and said it's scary how close to the truth it is.
It was probably one of the first ever films of that genre.
Of that thing.
Because Ricky Gervais has said that's what
he
inspired
said if he ever had any sort of inspiration, it would
it
have
was
to be
that
Spinal Tap.
For The Office,
Because it is pure mockumentary, isn't it?
But the thing is, it's subtle and not subtle.
Because it doesn't tell you it's a mockumentary.
You could watch that and you could think, this is
Rob
so
Reiner
weird.
The guy who directs it, introduces it and goes, this is a bit off. So you kind of think, God, they're a...
Yeah.
What's very clever is you can't work out whether the whole thing is taking the piss. They're taking the piss. And then you kind of think, I don't think they are. They kind of really think they're a rock band.
In a lot of cinemas across, I think it's Europe, they had to put big bulletins at the bottom of the screen sometimes saying, it's not an actual band. It's a film, it's made up.
Were any of the actors known actors?
The lead guy was a bit more, but he's American, not English.
They're all American.
They're all American.
Harry Shearer, who plays Derek Smalls, the guy with the big lamb chops.
Yeah.
He does all the voices for The Simpsons. So he's Mr. Burns, he's Smithers, he's Ned Flanders, Principal Skinner.
So they're all, it's quite clever.
It is clever, the fact that
Nigel Tufnell's married to Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah. That's Christopher Guest, isn't it?
It gives you enough to question, is this real? Like, did this actually happen?
Well, what's brilliant is you can see those bits where they kind of like, you could see someone's improvising it and they're half trying not to laugh, especially the manager. The manager goes off and they're half trying not to laugh because they're looking at him.
It's the way it's shot. So, and that's the bit that's scary, is the closing to the truth. Because when you watch like the Robbie Williams, especially, which is the most recent one to come out, and it's got all that footage of like the 90s and the early 2000s, and it looks like a phone stuck in a room, when it is just that one low shot and that manager's walking around with the cricket bat and the stuff that he's saying, and when he loses it.
Yeah.
And then the girlfriend comes in, a bit like Yoko Ono.
That's Yoko Ono. And what is
she
it? Is it
takes
Hall?
Manager, doesn't she?
Jerry Hall as well.
Oh, into the Stones, yeah.
It's a bit. It's a bit Yoko, that, yeah. Is
it's
that.
Just, it's like, what's great is they keep in that, a bit like The Office, they keep in the awkwardness, don't they?
I loved the, you know, early on they had the party scene and someone came up and went, we're about to introduce you to Sir Robert or whatever, like he's and I mean, we've been in those situations and it does happen, doesn't it? You get the old tap and say, 2 minute warning, I'm about to spring over, and it's either
the Queen.
It's the Queen, or it's sometimes at ITV it can be the head of television
mayor
or the chairman or something like that.
The mayor of Stockport.
Andy Burnham. But you do get it, don't you? And it's like you get that briefing and then you go from being like, yay, and you're like, hi, and you completely change in front of these people because it's all, and that is what they do.
And also, it's quite clever, the story, which is kind of like poignant, that they're starting to lose their fame, and then the gigs that they're playing are getting smaller and smaller, and then they think they've got to go and try and be jazz, and that goes really badly, and then they sort of fall out, and you feel a bit sad for them.
Yeah,
you know, they don't get the rooms booked, do they? And they're in one room, and you just think, oh,
how are we going to get 12 beds?
Where's the people? You better sort this fucking shit out. You know, it's like, and they got no, and their album cover is like really bad idea.
The black cover.
The black cover. He goes, no, I think it's quite good. You can see yourself in it.
It's
clever, isn't it?
The manager talking to the hotel receptionist when they've not got suites and stuff. Yeah. And then their more famous mate coming through completely just pies them off. They're all over him. And he walks through and they go, what
hey,
a
fuck.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
What a tosser he is. Always was a tosser.
I think there's two things with this film. Is one, it's a really good film. But two, it's more how it sort of invented that kind of genre. Mockumentary of because they're so close to taking the piss. The trouble is, it's probably a bit overdone now.
Yeah.
Whereas at the time when it came out, it wasn't at all.
Give us some examples of what's like it now, then. So what's happened since?
Well, look at The Office.
Yeah.
The Office, especially the American Office. It's
Borat,
all based on that.
Borat as well.
Most of Sacha Baron Cohen's stuff.
It's all that.
Yeah.
And actually, his stuff is not as clever as this. Because this is, when it first came out, there was nothing else like it. Mm. So you couldn't quite work out.
Could you imagine him telling his mates in the pub, he was like, I'm going to make this film, but it's going to be a joke, but it's not going to be a joke. Mm. And it's
when writing it, well, they didn't write it. Most of it, all of it's pretty much improvised between everyone that's in it. And all four of them, the three band members and Rob Reiner, they went to the actual like Writers Guild or the governing body of... of like what to put on like the credits, do you know what I mean? To say they wanted to give a writing credit for everybody that's in it because they all improvised their own material. And they said, no, you can't. It's just got to be you four. And they went, okay. So that's why it's them four that have wrote it.
They didn't try to.
But they didn't. All
but you look at that between Two Ferns when Zach Galifianakis interviews like Brad Pitt. It's the same. It's all from that cringy comedy that you go, oh, God, that's really cringe.
Yeah.
and a bit sad. It's the sadness I like about it.
Yeah.
It's not just cringy. It's a bit like they're dying.
Yeah.
And no one's buying.
And they go from obviously being successful and they've, you know.
And then each place they play starts to cancel.
And it gets smaller and then they end up doing the army base.
They do the army base, which goes really bad. And then they do that kind of theme park.
Backstage.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Take a left, take a left, take a left. Yeah.
They see the same guy.
By the way.
Do you think we can get on with you? I mean, you're in the band, aren't you?
Yeah. Quite.
Gene Simmons from Kiss said that actually happened to them once.
Really?
They were so pumped up on, you can imagine what, like being backstage doing a gig. And they went, yeah, and it turns out they could hear the crowd. They couldn't get on stage and they were on the wrong floor.
Oh, that's funny.
Just to relate this back to our lives a little bit, it's literally just going to be my head and hours away because I forgot to tell you. We've been cancelled for Christmas lights turn on.
No, we haven't. No, we haven't. No, we haven't.
I forgot.
Have we?
Yeah, I forgot to tell you. Yeah.
Who've they taken on?
I don't know. How can we be cancelled?
Do you want to see
Christmas
email?
Is still going on, isn't it?
It is in Jack's house. Oh, I completely forgot.
We got cancelled.
I completely forgot.
They booked it like Jan, didn't they?
I
they
completely
booked it a year
forgot.
In advance.
And they've already cancelled a month.
Oh, that's tight.
Christmas is cancelled.
Well, I'm coming down.
I forgot.
Hi, Coulson. Hope you've had a nice Christmas and a lovely new year. Council have agreed budget for 24. Unfortunately, they've now cut the events budget to give more money for other services, which was completely unexpected. Therefore, can we please cancel the PA we'd booked in? Oh, God.
Yours, cringe.
Oh, God.
I need to cringe.
I need to reply. I completely forgot because I was waiting. We've been binned.
Just offer our services for free.
We've been binned.
We'll come down.
That is funny.
That's our rock and roll mockument.
That's the level. We're at Spinal Tap level.
Yeah, we are.
If you filmed us daily like Spinal Tap, what do you think would be the like weirdest things? There would be some weird stuff, like us debating where we go for dinner at night.
Your jeans were the big one today.
The jeans. He's worn jeans today.
He's worn jeans.
And he got the absolute...
We just took the piss out.
He absolutely nailed it, but it would be the jeans.
I walked out of the shower at work, and what was the first thing you said to me, Jack?
Were you fully clothed at this point?
Yeah.
I just went, jeans. I'd never see you in jeans, I think.
And then you said, they're shit.
Yeah.
Then you went, nah, everyone's got a pair of jeans. Everyone needs a pair of jeans. And then you went, just not those.
They look like jeans you've sort of found at the back of the cupboard.
Yeah, the shit.
I have found them. I
like your mum's. It's like you've got your mum's jeans on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to bin
them. Not that I'm saying your mum has terrible dress sense. I'm not saying that.
Too late.
Digging a hole now, you are. She'll listen. She'll be listening.
Too late. She'll be listening.
Are you having a go?
Maybe. We've got... top secret, but we have got a tour coming up, haven't we?
Yeah.
Maybe we should film the backstage.
The backstage would be good.
Release it deadly sick. You eating pizza on a thing.
You could do a brilliant mockumentary of that.
Yeah,
you could. Eating pizza on a sink.
You could. Us going on stage and me nearly throwing up because we ate the pizza about 4 minutes before we went on.
Good pizza that.
Was.
Pizza Express.
Posh,
was it? Tasty posh. Pizza. So... where are we at ratings now, do you reckon?
Nearly at ratings.
Yeah.
I want to ask you one question.
Go.
Obviously, it's a mockumentary. It's a rockumentary.
Yeah.
It's full of tales of rock and roll.
Yeah.
Do you have any rock and roll stories of your own? A bit like getting cancelled for a Christmas light
turn. I've talked about all mine, haven't I?
What's the biggest?
Standing on Martin Kemp's shoes.
Yeah.
That's a very good one. Gold. Mud. Mud. You got the power to... That's a very good one.
I had the...
Going on stage with Ocean Colour Scene.
What was that one?
They gave me a fucking guitar to play. And I can't play guitar.
Ding, ding, ding,
so
ding,
I'm
ding, ding,
on stage, ding, 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 dicking around. I felt like such a bell end. That.
I had the having a conversation with Dan Prince. Franco, thinking it was James Franco.
I got invited to... you had a conversation with it?
I was having a conversation with Dan Franco.
Who's Dan Franco?
James Franco's less famous brother.
But he's an actor.
They're both actors.
Dave Franco.
We said rock and roll.
But still it's semi-rock. It's still that showbizy thing.
Dan Franco. Is it Dan or Dave?
Dave Franco.
Dave Franco.
I got invited to Prince's after party of his show.
The one I really like.
I didn't go.
The one I like.
It was on too fucking late. It was on. It was on. It didn't. The after party didn't start till 5 in the morning. And I was like, mate, it's 2 a.m. now.
I can't. I'm can't. Going. I'm home. Sorry. I'm going. Home.
The one I like about you.
He
is...
didn't personally. He's like tour manager or someone did.
The one I like go about on. You is you were in London and you'd been out for a restaurant and you were walking to a bar and you saw a bar that had a bit of hustle and bustle, had some bouncers on. You thought, it's fine, I'll pop in there. So Jack just walked into this bar. The bouncer say, hey, up, mate. Yeah, just upstairs. And obviously because Jack's on TV and plays David Platt, the bouncers just assumed that Jack should be at Jimmy Anderson and Graham Swan's wife's 30th birthday party.
Is it their 30th birthday party? Yeah.
But we just don't know who they are.
Cricketers.
Cricket.
But you just got to walk in.
Yeah, of course.
And then they came up to you, didn't they? And they were like, you're not invited.
No, they didn't say that. They asked me to sort the music out because the music was shit.
And you did.
And I did.
They were probably buzzing he was there. Yeah. Yay! Do-do-do! Come on and do the...
Yeah. Loving it. I went in a bar once and Elton John was playing the piano.
Very good.
That was cool. Good.
Candle in the Wind.
That was good. Chris Martin. I mean, I were best mates with him, weren't we? Well, I were. I never saw him once. Mm-hmm. Girlfriend did. All week.
Do you know what else is rock and roll?
What?
Ratings.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. They I are. Always think of that. Off you go, Jacko.
Funnily enough, a little Easter egg. I sent you both a picture of it before, and it is really cool. This.
And it's a section of the film we've not actually mentioned.
And it's an official thing. On IMDb, you go on IMDb and you'll see your movie ratings, don't you? And you can always go off them, whether you think it'll be a good film for you to watch or not. So usually if it's like 6.5-ish...
Hold on. What? I'm seeing how you... Do your votes?
No, no,
for the
it's
podcast.
Not. No, it
you
really
have a
isn't.
Little look and
no, no,
you
I
go,
always vote what I want. But usually, if it's a 6.5,
he did give,
it's probably going to be a good film.
He gave Falling Down a 7.3.
There you go. Yeah, but listen, let's not talk about the past. We're talking about the now. On IMDb, if you search Spinal Tap, it is the only film that is rated out of 11.
That is a good start.
For obviously the famous scene of where the amps all go to 11.
But it goes to 11.
So if you go on IMDb,
why
now,
not just make 10 the loudest?
Go on Spinal, type in Spinal Tap, go on Spinal Tap, and you will see that the rating is out of 11. It's the
like
only
it.
Film.
I like it.
I like
but
it.
But our ratings, unfortunately, yes. are out of 10.
They are.
And your rating out of 10 is?
My rating out of 10.
11.
No. No, no, come on. That would be childish. That would be childish.
But I'm going to do it to 11.
My rating, I'm going to go... I'll go 9.3.
Fucking hell fire. You want to climb up this leaderboard.
And I'll tell you why.
You want to
that
climb...
That is a load up. Of
we're
shit.
We're rating out of 10, not 11.
9.3. It's the genre. It's set.
It's the highest rating
it's
you've given
the bar,
all series.
It set the bar for that genre. And it came up with something new. In my opinion, it did. There might have been something before it that I actually am not aware of.
Yeah,
I
know what
know.
You mean.
But from what I know,
yeah,
that's the one that sort of set the bar and said, so we're going to do something new and you're not going to know.
Ben.
So that's why it's big. That's why it's big.
Well, it's,
and
it's
still funny
big,
now. I watched
huge.
It with the kids. Nyla fell asleep, but she was tired. She'd been at school. Ruben, he...
But she was tired. She'd been at school.
Yeah. I mean, that's hard work.
That's
but
hard work.
Ruben, he sat all the way through it and loved it. Laughed all the way and got everything.
Didn't have a clue
got
what was
everything.
Going on.
Got
just,
everything.
He didn't. He was just enjoying being with you.
Oh, no, he won't.
Didn't get a one
he
bit.
Won't. He won't.
Ben?
I agree with Jack. I don't think it's
to
nine.
An extent.
It did start the genre, and I did find myself. I tried to watch it with my daughter, and she looked at me, and I was laughing at it.
Did it say, "What is this?"
Yeah. Do you know what? She loves The Office and loves the American Office, which she's seen all of the series. I think it's hard because I think that genre has just been much more done now, whereas it wasn't done then. And I think they did come up with something. I think I'm going to go 8.
8. Solid.
Do you know where I am? Just below an 8. I'm 7.9.
Okay.
I'm 7.9 because you'll hate this reason, I think. Completely agree with you. First thing it's ever been done. Mm. So clever, mm. so close to the truth. But I almost feel now like if you were to do it again, you could do it better. But is that me in a modern frame of mind?
Mate, are you just thinking of the picture and stuff like that? Or
more just...
sex it up a bit. Like,
I think you could.
Someone have a massive tantrum.
The thing is, the office pushed it more and more. Whereas that was quite pushed at the time.
Like, I'm thinking...
I loved the bit with the Stonehenge and it's Asia. Because I loved the chat about it.
Yeah.
This is going to be great. You're going to be able to do it with the same...
Yeah.
I'm thinking
more like extras rather... I've never done The Office, but, you know, thinking of extras and, like, of how celebrities act and there are some... I think you could almost make funnier moments, but it invented the style, didn't it? Which...
Yeah, it did. What's that, Henness?
25.2.
You're
strong.
You've made it, Jack.
I've done well.
You've made it into the top six.
Above Hurt Locker, below Air. Good.
Yeah,
take that all day long.
Mm. Good.
All day long.
Should we find out what we're watching next week?
Yeah.
Next week, it is the choice of our listener.
Well, good luck.
The supercomputer got a big update this week. We deleted everything that was ever in it and we started from scratch.
We do that every fucking week.
No, we don't. No, we don't. This week we did. We refreshed AI. The supercomputer.
Get rid of your history. Quick.
They're on to me.
And it gave us something.
What shit did it churn out this week?
It gave us two semi-finals, Jack.
Yeah.
And semi-final number one is something that we know very, very well.
Ooh.
Semi-final number one was Night at the Museum versus Coronation Street.
It's a classic Corrie.
It just says Coronation Street on my notes.
No, but it's a classic Corrie. It's a 70s
Corrie. 1970s.
It's a 70s Corrie.
So before we were in it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we're not watching ourselves. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
It's a 70s Corrie.
Yep. We're watching a classic Corrie. If it wins, which believe it or not, I fancy its chances. It smashed Night of the Museum.
Did it?
Yep. Smashed it. Night of the Museum got 28%. Okay. Classic Corrie got 72%.
See you later.
Semi-final number
two. Good Night at the Museum.
Semi-final number two was
Shite Night at the
close.
Museum.
Close.
Shite.
I like Night at the Museum.
It's shite.
Ben Stiller. And who plays the president that comes alive?
Robin Williams, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I like that. Semi-final number two was close, very close. It was Juno versus Braveheart.
I like Juno.
June Heart.
I've got a colon. It's Juno and Braveheart. Stay with me.
I think I really like Braveheart. Braveheart Who Wants to Live Forever?
No, that's Highlander.
Oh, I really like Highlander. Yeah. I'd have had a shock if I wanted to watch Braveheart then. I like Highlander.
Braveheart is, they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Well, it's there? Braveheart and Corrie in the final.
Ooh, that's an easy win.
A Corrie won by an absolute landslide. So next week, the three of us are sitting down together and we're watching an episode of 1970s Corrie. Classic
Is
Corrie.
Is that possible?
Yes.
Okay.
Every single episode.
We've just got to pick one. We could pick a 1971 when I was born.
Yeah. Should we do that? Pick a big episode.
Yeah.
Big, massive then. 75 million viewers.
Literally.
There was only 14 million people.
So that's what we're watching next week. So come back to find out what the three of us think of Coronation Street.
70s Corrie, though. That's 50 years ago.
Patreon. What is Patreon, Jack?
Patreon is a little subscription platform where you can get extra
content. Do you know what? This is perfect. We're on TikTok now. We're on TikTok Live, but the sound is muted. Yeah. If you're on Patreon, you'll be able to see the video with sound.
Watch the entire thing.
Yes.
You also get two bonus episodes, Jack's Famous Friends and a question and answer session. You also get access to our Instagram close friends and an invitation to our mass
to your
Zoom.
House.
The other thing that you get, which people absolutely love, is they get a job.
They do.
They get a job at our film studio / theme park / TV world / on the sofa land. And this week, we have got three new jobs to give out at on the sofa land. And it's a biggie.
It always is.
It is.
You always go first.
Okay, go first then.
No, no, Jack, you go. He's got one.
Is it a big job?
Well,
I think we should start giving out small jobs.
Well, you, funnily enough, you have to be small to do it, but it's a big job.
Mm.
You know that, you know the horse wrangling thing?
Yeah.
Well, we need to train the horses to be good sprinters for like
films,
Wild West films, yeah, you know, stuff
and the
that.
Rides, yeah. The horse rides.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
so yeah. We need a jockey, and that jockey is Lee Paget. He's the jockey.
Jockey. Head of jockeys, Lee Paget.
It's interesting this because it was actually Jack that mentioned this to me before Christmas. And I just said, I just don't think the job exists and I don't think it's ever in the budget. But now we have found the perfect person. And the issue was, there's so many things at On The Sofa Land that require pulling. Like, no. Not pushing, just pulling. And it's hard, you know, pulling doors, pulling flushers. Pulling everything.
Pulling teeth.
You're pulling your hair out. You could have had head of bell ringers.
Mm, nah.
The church.
Head of pulling is Joe Pullen.
poor Joe. Right.
Leaves you last.
That's it. I'll tell you what. We've got no second name. So we've just gone first name here. They're so big. It's a bit like, what?
I was going to say, you could have had the dentist.
That's my teeth cut.
Could have had the dentist you went to this week.
Oh, that was Victoria. No, she's got her job. She's very, very good. So it's a bit like Sting. Just a one name.
Slash.
Oh, yeah, Madonna.
Yeah, Madonna, stuff like that. So head of rock bands.
Well done.
I like it. If your name hasn't been read out this week, do not fear because we will make sure you get a job in next week's episode. And if you feel like you're missing out on the Patreon party, which you definitely are, you can sign up at www.patreon.com/onthesofa. It is literally £6 something in it to sign up.
It's just £6, but you get a lot, actually.
You get a lot of...
You get too much, if anything.
Yeah, you do. We should put the price up.
There's too much content. There's more than Netflix.
Join now before we put the price up. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.